In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By the term magic, we mean all kinds of rites which are intended to channel the occult forces to achieve our desires. Some magicians perform magical rituals so that one can be beneficial in their business, so that they have a job, to cure illnesses, or to get a loved one. When they do black magic to do harm with the help of the devil, they are called witches, and fortune tellers or psychics when they try to know the future. One day, a woman approached another woman to tell her about her dead son, and she told her that her relatives wanted to hurt her other son as well, and that it was necessary to carry out powerful rites of protection as soon as possible, but that this was going to be expensive for her. When the woman told her that she had no money and that she only had the house where she lived, this other woman told her to sell it, because to save the life of her son, it was necessary to make any sacrifice. This same magician has wax dolls to give to clients who want to harm someone, and she pins them, and later these objects are buried in a cemetery, or in the enemy's house, or in another appropriate place. Sometimes she promotes hatred against some relatives, accusing them of being the cause of the client's illnesses. She does hexes when asked. She gives the clients talismans against any kind of adversity, asking for a lot of money for them. And frequently, she speaks badly about the Pope and the priests, advising them not to go to church. Sometimes these magicians ask to go to the client's house to see which are the objects that exude negativity or are haunted and from which the damage to the family comes. Often, they choose jewelry or objects made of gold or silver and take them to avoid damage, but taking advantage of the naivety of their clients, since these objects are worth a lot of money and will decorate their houses or they will sell them to others. It is also known that frequently they contract the services of private investigators, whom they pay well, to give them all the information regarding the client in order to dazzle the client at the next appointment, making the client believe that everything they know is from the magician's skills as a seer. Sometimes they have their collaborators who do this work, because working as a team, it is easier to get the best possible benefit from the client. And if in any case the client feels cheated and wants to report it to the police, they threaten the client with death curses or magic rites to harm him. A converted magician said, "Do you know why one talisman costs 100 euros and another 500 euros? Because on one they have blasphemed 100 times against the Virgin Mary or against Jesus Christ, and on the other, they have blasphemed 500 times." Another converted magician who started out as playing with these things said, "At a certain point in my life, I began to tell my friends that I had powers that released others from evil. On a plate, I mixed water and salt, and then I poured a few drops of oil, and I thought to see images of people, and I guessed certain things. My friends thanked me, and I was happy to help them. But this practice was increasing more and more. From a spontaneous practice, I went on to magic practices such as palmistry, fortune-telling, spiritism. But I felt very bad inside, and doubts came to me as to whether I was doing good. One day, my friends advised me to go to an exorcist priest, and he told me what I did, even though I did not know it, was something from the devil. So I totally got away from those things and was able to rediscover the peace that I had lost. For this reason, now I say to you, pray to Jesus and accept His will and do not seek to solve problems by guessing the future. The future is in the hands of God, trust Him." Let's now look at some examples. I am a middle-aged lady, a believing Catholic. A few years ago, I was going through a not very good period, and a friend gave me the phone number of a cartomancer, a psychic, telling me that he would help me. I went to the consultation and saw a lot of people. I had to wait almost 3 hours to be seen. When I arrived, I told him about my problems. I am a widow, and I have been left alone after my son got married 2 years ago. Now they want to take away my house. The cartomancer mixed up the cards and told me with certainty that I could be calm, because he saw in the cards that they would not take it away from me. I was calm, but after a short time, they took it from me. The cartomancer's prophecy had been false, and I was convinced that magicians and cartomancers are all liars. A few years ago, we were worried about the future of our son, and we went to a magician to ask for help so that our son would leave the girl who we thought was not suitable for him. The magician told us that they had hurt him, that they had given him to eat a little chocolate on which they had made a spell, and that we should have a powerful talisman at home to avoid the damage they could cause him. The price of this talisman was about 4,000 euros, and he guaranteed that the problem would be solved in 15 days. We bought the talisman, and after 15 days, we came back to tell him that things were still the same as before. Then the magician told us, "Don't worry, I have a collaborator who has great power for these cases." He took us to the collaborator, and he told us, "In addition to giving your son a malicious chocolate, they have done very powerful black magic to him, because they have taken the heart of a pigeon and have pierced it with many pins, and then they have buried it at the foot of a cypress. But don't worry, in 15 days I can solve everything." We believed him and gave him 1,500 euros. But nothing changed, and our son became more nervous and hardly ate or slept. We went to the doctor, and the doctor said that he did not have any disease. A few days later, we looked for another solution in another psychic who was advertising on television. She told us that the matter was very serious, but that she could solve it in a short time, and she asked for the address of our house. The next day, she came and wanted to see the whole house, and she said, "They have done black magic to him, but we still have time to save him from death, and I can solve the problem in 48 hours for 5,000 euros. But 48 hours passed, and everything remained the same. We called her, and she told us that she was busy, to call in half an hour, and we did so another three times. On the fourth time, she answered us in a bad way, and when we told her that we would report her to the police, she threatened to hurt us in our business. After these negative experiences, we went to see a priest, and thus began a journey towards God, who helped us find peace. Before, we went to Mass from time to time, and our faith was very superficial. Now, we pray for our son and entrust his future in the hands of God." As an interesting note, we can say that in February of the late 1990s, that cartomancer was denounced by several clients and was arrested by the police with four of her collaborators. Another case. In the early 1990s, I began to feel pain in different parts of the body, one day in the head, another in the stomach, another in the legs. From the medical test results, everything was normal. Doctors diagnosed me with depression. At that time, I hardly went to Mass for Easter and Christmas, or for baptisms, weddings, or first communions. One day, my sister suggested that I go to a magician to see if the magician would heal me. The magician read the cards to me and told me that I had been bound. I was suspicious of my sister-in-law, who had not spoken to me for some years. I asked the magician if it was her. The magician told me, "It is not her, it is a widowed person that is next to you. The only widows with us were my mother and my mother-in-law." So I insisted, "Which one was it?" The magician told me, "It is your mother." Knowing the goodness of my mother, I did not want to believe it. I insisted on believing that it was my sister-in-law who had hurt me. The magician, in view of my persistence, wanted to take advantage of my conviction and gave me a bracelet. The magician told me to wear it on my wrist so I wouldn't have any more problems, but it was necessary to recharge it every 15 days. And the magician told me that I should pay him $300 for the bracelet and the consultation. I thought that my health would soon improve, and every 15 days I would go to the magician to pay $300 to recharge the bracelet. In total, I paid him about $600 a month. One day, I brought my daughter to help her sleep at night. When the magician saw me with my daughter at the door, he shouted at me, "You know that children cannot enter here because here black masses are held." I did not know what a black mass was, but at last the magician told me to go inside. And he gave me salt, and he told me to put it under the girl's bed. Then he asked me for the girl's name to put under a candle, which he would give me next week. I paid and left. The first night, my daughter slept through the night, but the second night, she started screaming and being pulled out of bed. And she said, "They have thrown me out of bed." This continued for several nights. I went back to the magician who gave me the candle with the girl's name, adding another 3 candles of different colors. And the magician told me to light them at home until they were consumed, so that my daughter wouldn't have any more problems. But my daughter kept getting worse every day without sleeping, screaming, and falling out of bed. Also, those days I had severe headaches while I was at home. So I was afraid of the magician, and I spoke to a friend who advised me to throw away the bracelet and the magician's salt, go to mass frequently, go to confession, and talk to a priest. The priest sent me to an exorcist from the diocese, who advised me to lead a Christian life and regularly receive the Eucharist. Later, I entered a Marian prayer group that I attend up to now, and things have improved, and it has been 7 years without going to the doctors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.